You're listening to PBS.
Episode 81, she gets mad at living on a trampoline. Sometimes we're surrounded by wizards. Joe and I are talking about that lingo and you're becoming a yuppie now. Joe and I are like, hey, what's all good to the kids these days? And then sometimes we're in a tent, and sometimes we get molested by raccoons together. And then we're all hepped up on Joe Rogan. And then sometimes I confess I hate the hog, and this is where I pass the verse, Joe. And that's the end of it. Pick of the boot shop, hope you hate hat.
Joe and Raisin, pick of the boot shop. Get yourself a pickle. Get yourself a boot. Joe and Raisin, pick of the boot shop.
Pickle time is happening.
Welcome back to the pickle. Why? Oh. Okay.
Sorry, guys.
Sorry.
Prior to the podcast, we were discussing heavy events. And I'm not talking bench press. You know what I mean?
We can't talk about it because this person who wasn't talking, they want everyone to know about their balls swelling to the size of a grapefruit.
Yeah. Yeah. But, so anyway. How's your week been? Beat up any kids?
Just my own. No. I have an amazing schedule, which would be phenomenal if my job did not suck the living life out of me. Is that a say?
Yeah.
Is that how you say it?
I think so, yeah.
Sucks the living life out of me.
Yeah, sounds about right.
No, every time I go to work now, they're just like, well, you know how there used to be four jobs for nurses? Well, it's you doing three of them and this guy in training doing the other two for 16 hours. Hopefully someone will be there to relieve you. So it's
I'd be done. I'd be like, see, I quit.
It's like that. But then, it's not my favorite thing. But... I work like every other weekend and then every Wednesday. So I worked last Wednesday and I haven't worked since then. I had the whole weekend off. It was Era's birthday. She turned 8.
Nice. And, what'd you get her?
I got her so much crap. Bags and bags.
You went to the zoo and got her all sorts of different kinds of poop.
Yeah, I was like, honey, this is an elephant. This is an ostrich. This is an eel.
An egret.
An egret. An emu. An eagle. Got it.
Yeah. Whew. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What all did she get?
She got a bunch of stuffed animals and some games like Twister and Kerplunk. And
what kind of stuffed animals? Because aren't the kids into those things like, what do they call, like squishy?
Squishamellos.
Yeah, something like that. Did she get those?
She got a couple of these ones that are like little like sushi rolls or burritos. They're like a little dog. And this one was like a thing of ramen. And then she got a little cat. And then she got these two little fluffy, fuzzy llamas. And they fit together. They're really soft and cute. And Yeah. A lot of stuffy things.
Yeah.
I don't understand it at all, but the kids like these stuffy, fluffy things. Like, I don't know. She also got Barbies. I understand that. She likes Barbies.
Yeah.
And she got a Barbie that plays soccer. Pretty exciting.
Well, it's good that they had, like, they got toys. Because, like, all, you know, all kids nowadays have, like, devices that are, I'm going to sound like an 80-year-old man.
Yeah, do it, old man.
You know, but, like, the devices take away the imagination. So to actually see a kid playing with toys, I can't tell you the last time I saw a child play with a toy.
Yeah, this
it's
is
always
what's cool
a child
about Era.
With a device.
She doesn't care about... She'll play Roblox with Lyndon, but it's down because I had him on these... Like, when COVID happened, we got old iMacs off of, like, Facebook Marketplace for $100, $150. But they're obsolete now, and they won't play the updates on Roblox, so they can't play it. Like, Lyndon got for Christmas, she got a one of these Meta, like, the Oculus Quest things.
I don't have a clue what you just said.
It's like a virtual reality visor. She plays
there's no way I could do that.
She plays it all the time. And then she plays No Friendo.
She doesn't get sick? Like, she doesn't get sick?
She does. She gets mad and yells at me because I'm real a lot. She's like, she yells at me and she's mad because I'm like, clean your room. And she's like, I don't have a room. I'm playing Gorilla Tag. I don't need you anymore. That's what it sounds like.
Yeah. She's like, I live in a treehouse in the wilderness. I'm surrounded, like, by wizards.
Yep.
That's and I don't like, ever have to leave this. It's like people who play Sims, and that's just like their life.
Man, I have gone down some dark, like, week-long holes into the Sims where you're just like, this is so much better than real life. It's so much faster and easier. I'm a doctor now.
I can't do it. I cannot do it. Those
I
games,
gotta feed
like
the baby.
Yeah, I've even stopped, like, buying video game. Like, my brother-in-law has Red Dead Redemption 2.
Yeah.
And I would love to buy that game, and I would love to play that game. But I know I would just get super into it.
Yeah.
And then that's it. And then my life passes me by. Even, like, I usually play video games in the winter because there's nothing to do.
Mm-hmm.
So the one that I play the most that does take a lot of my time, I'll play it in, like, two-hour chunks or, like, before bed.
And what game is this?
It's, like, the Sid Meier's Civilization.
Oh, yeah, man. I get into that, too. I will play it for days. I get sucked into it.
Yeah, like games like that, like the old one, Civilization Revolution, which was like more cartoony. I like that one a lot. And then Civ 6, I play, but that one, it does. That one takes like days to play.
Yeah.
Like you can't.
I think
you
I'm
can't
still
just
on
like
Civ
sit down.
5. I think I have that, not Civ 6, Civilization 6. That's code, guys. Joe and I are talking the lingo. I don't want to alienate you,
that
but you guys are in the
lingo.
Past.
Yeah.
Joe and I are
living in
slinging,
the past.
Slinging that lingo.
Now, talking about the past, one of the biggest topics, and it's crazy that of all the stuff we talk about, this one hits the most as far as like with our listeners and people's response and how they really go overboard is coffee.
Yeah.
We've had a huge response and just a continued... Like the coffee threads on the Diabolical discussion page just continue as though it started just minutes ago.
Minutes ago.
And I do have to say I like the specialty shop coffee a lot more than like Folgers.
Which is good, and this is what I told you about, brother.
Yeah. Like I can drink Folgers, it's fine. And that's what it is. It's fine. And then I go to this place close to my house called Sabbath Coffee.
Yeah.
And they just had, like, their coffee, it's crazy. But here's the deal. Like, there's always something that poisons the well, right?
Well, number one, I'll tell you the poison is you're becoming a yuppie now, Joe.
Well, I only get the coffee. I don't get the, like, crazy drinks, and that's where I'm going with this. Mm-hmm. So me and my girls walk in. I'm like, what do you guys want? What do you think their response is?
Hot chocolate?
Nope. A dirty chai.
Oh, that is a good choice. Your kids are smart.
I didn't even think you'd know what that was.
Oh, yeah, man. It's good. But that's some next level shit, dude.
So they both get the dirty chai.
Uh-huh.
I just get the filtered coffee. This dude walks in behind us.
Kind of side to side.
With
yes, this old lady. Yeah, is this Kentucky Fried? She said yes, smiled. He smiled back, put his quarter in and ordered small fries. Big Mac, you be illin. What?
No, he had on leather shoes. Like mm-hmm. leather, like he was in Mumford and Son type leather, like leather boots,
uh-huh.
like 3/4 boots. He had on leather shoes, Lululemon sweatpants with one pulled up like to the knee and then the other one like mid calf,
uh-huh.
A trench coat.
Uh-huh, I like where this is going.
I don't know like what type of shirt he was wearing. Then he was wearing like a Lululemon baseball hat.
Uh-huh.
And he steps up to and he's with his girlfriend, and she orders whatever she orders. Every time they ordered something, they would look at each other and like smile. And I'm going to try and explain it to those that can only, you know, hear. They can't see my face. Is like
watching us through Braille.
Like when you, so like if I said something like an inside joke, me and you were in public, I say an inside joke between us. So I look at you and I kind of smile like, eh? Yeah. Uh-huh. So yeah. So this girl goes up and she's like, I'll take the blah, blah, blah. And then looks at him and she's like, and then she's like, and then I'll take they have like donuts there too. So then she's like, and I'll take the raspberry, blah, blah, blah. And then she's like, like looks at Lululemon guy. Lululemon guy, I'm looking at the menu. Like,
uh-huh.
Is that what it's called? The menu, the drink, the
That's
drink
menu.
That's
what they call it. That's what the kids call it nowadays.
It says coffee, Americana, mm-hmm. macchiato, espresso. It has all that stuff.
Yeah.
This guy comes in out of nowhere.
This fella.
Out of nowhere. His order was a rose cardamom something with oat milk and like double steamed cream.
Okay.
And I'm like, what planet is this guy from where he just walks in? That crap's not even.
Walks in.
It's nowhere to be seen.
He's like on the secret menu.
Yeah. And he comes rose cardamom something with oat milk and then double steam something. I don't know what. But I'm like, where in the world did you get that? And that is what makes me not want to go to those places.
Listen, Joe. Do you remember like when our parents
were born? No.
When we, you know, like you're in high school, you're in college, and you're like, man, my parents are not very cool. Because they're like, you know, we didn't want to go to Vietnam. And we were like, peace, man. And then we drew flowers on things. And then we were like, love. And then Godspell came out. And then we were like dancing around like hippies. And we loved the Beach Boys. And then, woo. And then, you know, Joe Cocker. And you're like, all right, dude, you're not that cool. And then, like, slowly as you age, you're like, all right, that's well, my parents are cool. They're cool. They're kind of cool. They're kind of cool. But, like, the kids these days, do you hear me? What I sound like? The kids these days with their Lululemon pants and their goofy hat to the side, and they tattoo their face, and they, you know, like, all this weird shit, like...
Yeah.
They cannot.
And rose cardamom oat milk.
They cannot be thinking this about us. Because, like, holy shit, they look dumb. I mean, like, dude, no. That, like, all the, like, the neon stuff. Like, they're trying to take parts of the 90s and 80s. And like, look, it's cool. I'm a hipster. And you're just like, no. It's not even, it's like, it's hilarious how dumb it looks.
I agree.
I'm that way.
Like I'm thinking like, am I the old crotchety get off my land guy? But
no.
it seriously drives me crazy. Like with
but it's
all
dumb.
The,
yeah, it's dumb.
Yeah. Yeah,
I feel
it
like
is. It's just bizarre.
Yeah. Like in the 80s, it was kind of like throwing back to the 60s, some of the 50s, you know, like there was some of that vibe, you know, like Back to the Future. It was cool.
Well, let me hit you with
our
this.
Our parents felt like it was cool. The throwing well, back. Like the
well,
things
here's
that
the
were
deal,
coming
though.
Out.
Here's the deal, though. All these decades, they were their own thing. Like the 70s look. That was mm-hmm. the first time that that look was that.
Kind
the
of.
The 80s look.
But the 70s were kind of influenced by like old like Victorian England and turn of the century stuff. Like it
I don't
had
think
a
that.
Very
when I think
heavy
of
influence.
Like, I think of like graphic tees and like bell bottoms.
Uh-huh.
You know
so the
I mean?
bell bottoms definitely was like a new thing. And the
graphic and then
like the 80s. Just the ability.
Like the 80s came around and it's like the windbreaker stuff and the fluorescence and all that. That
cool.
was
its
new.
Own thing.
Like somebody invented that. Somebody
was cool.
designed that. But I feel like now
it's nothing.
No one's designing anything. Everyone's like, I'm gonna take the MC Hammer pants. And then I'm going to take a Nirvana shirt, and then I'm going to do the... About the only thing that's, like, new is face tattoos, and
which
I
is
mean,
not new. I mean, like,
it's not
Maoris
new.
And
yeah, it's not,
Pacific Islanders have been doing it forever. It's just, like, new to make it look like you passed out at a party, and everybody drew on your face, but it's permanent.
And unless you're, like, established money-wise... Like if you are a rapper or an artist and you just like that is your world, that subculture where the rest of your life you're good with it. But like to like kids that are graduating high school and getting like love and death tattooed underneath their eyes. Mm-hmm. And then like, what are you going to do? Like you kind of have a couple of choices. You could do construction for the rest of your life, or you could do construction.
Or pay $1,000 to get it lasered off.
Yeah. And still, like, I don't know if it's going to look perfect if you get it lasered off. I just don't get it. I don't understand.
I'm with you.
I don't understand it.
I am. I am with you. I don't understand it because it's not like a new thing. Like, even going through, like, our youth... Things that parents were like, that's dumb. You know, they'd be like, The Cure. Like the singer Robert Smith, he looks dumb. And they were right. You know, like he looks like he's faking sad on purpose to sell records. And they were right. That's dumb. But like, you know, my dad was just like, yeah, this is a good band. I love this band. I love this. This is great. I love the outfield. I love the Cars. This is great music. And he was right. The things that he thought were like faddish and dumb, he was right about. And
then
the things
I do
that
think that too.
We had
I think
going that
like
cool
with
are
wisdom,
still cool.
Yeah, I think like with wisdom kind of comes, you know, you could see like that ain't gonna last. You know, yoga pants, leggings. Yeah, they lasted.
Yeah.
And but like
I hope they keep
skinny,
lasting.
Yeah, but like skinny jeans on guys. Yeah, but like skinny jeans on guys. Like not really that, you know, that lasted a little bit.
Joe, I wear skinny jeans still. In fact, I just bought
slim
six pairs.
Well, there's like slim fit and then there's like skinny jeans.
They're not like yoga pants. Like they have creases and folds. They're just. They are made of like mostly, there is spandex in them. I'm not going to lie. I bought six pairs. They fit so good. Here's the other thing. This is crazy.
Let's hear it.
My pants, man. I kept having they were falling down or I'd tighten my belt and there would just be this weird bulge. And I'm like, I don't want to get new pants. So then I tried on these pants at Costco, and it's the same size as my Speedo in high school. 32. I'm wearing size 32 pants, and they fit good. Like, they're kind of a little bit loose.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So join me for some diet tips. First of all,
you got to wake up in the morning and have a shot of vitamin B.
First,
and a caramel.
First, and your then, mom has to go on hospice. She has to live with you and be very sick, and then go on hospice as your wife is telling you she wants a divorce. Then she dies, and then your wife leaves you, and then your dad dies. It's a great diet plan.
You lose your job.
Oh, I lost my job first. So those size 36s fit then. And now I'm like 32.
Wowzers. Mm-hmm. That's weight loss. You put in on here, actually, just to bring coffee talk to an end.
Coffee.
So I think we could probably start our own coffee podcast. You know everything about coffee. I don't. We could do a limited six episode run.
Uh-huh.
And bring me up to speed on everything coffee. And that would probably do better than this dumb podcast.
It would be called The Dirty Try.
It'd be called The Pickle and Coffee Shop.
Dirty Cry.
Pickle. Dirty Cry. Dirty Chai. The Dirty Chai and Filtered Coffee Cast.
Yes. So that sounds, it just rolls off the tongue, dude.
It does. It really does. Now, you put here, what are you reading, listening to, watching, excited about?
Right.
Yes. What am I reading? The only
Playboy.
Reading
just for I've... the articles. It's fine, Joe. Nobody's judging.
Yeah. That, I don't even think that's is that even still a thing?
I think it's online. I think they stopped printing it. That's what I heard. And yeah. That's what I read. But not in Playboy. Sorry, guys.
Oh man, sorry. I'm yawning.
No.
I can't tell you like the last thing I read. So reading is out right now.
Have you been listening to books?
Listening to podcasts. Okay. I was listening to the podcast that I normally listen to. There's a hockey one called Spittin' Chicklets. Very funny.
Okay.
I listened to two comedians, Sebastian Maniscalco and Pete Corielli, the Pete and Sebastian show. Mm-hmm. That's pretty funny.
It's funny. Oh,
and if you don't listen to it, if you do listen to it, I hope I don't ruin this, but I was listening. My buddy Cal told me, he's like, dude, you got to listen to the latest episode of Pete and Sebastian. And so the one comedian, Sebastian Maniscalco, got his wife for Christmas, either Christmas or their anniversary or something like that. Have you seen the ads on Instagram for like where you can have a song done for you?
Yeah, I just saw one of those today.
So he did that. So he purchased a song and he had to write out all this stuff that he loves about his wife. And then he sent it in. And then within like 3 days, they send a song back. And they played the song on the podcast.
Is it just like those things you could...
Garbage.
Oh, no.
It's like absolute garbage.
They're just like, you are the sunshine of my life, Karen.
No, it probably would have been better if it was that. It was more like... it was more like exactly what he read. They just sung. So the music starts and it's like his wife's name is Lana, but the guy in the song calls her Lena.
Oh no.
So the music starts and it's like, Lena, we met when we were at the movie theater, and a short time later we got married. It's like, it's literally this guy just reading.
How much do one of these things cost?
I think a couple of $100.
Oh, man, it would be so funny to get just to make one that's made up. Just like, We met while touching kids in the Boy Scouts.
We should do one for the Pickle Boot Shop. Have that like our new, like our outro song.
We were in the tent molesting raccoons together.
So it's a pretty funny episode. So if you guys are looking for something funny, it's Pete and Sebastian show. And I think it was by now, I think it's been like three episodes ago, but it is hilarious. And listening to it, oh my gosh, it was killer. So I listened to Spittin' Chiclets, Pete and Sebastian. I listened to the comedian Theo Vaughn. He does this weekend with Theo Vaughn, and okay. Those are funny. And I'll get on some like Joe Rogan kicks.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'll listen to like four episodes of like Joe Rogan, and then I won't listen to him for like 6 months.
What is the deal with Joe Rogan? Is he like shifting a certain way politically? Like everything I hear about him is just like, dude. He's getting canceled, but I think it's just because he's calling out cancel culture.
Yeah, he does.
It has not that he's taking a political stance.
Everybody, like people who don't listen and just hear the things that kind of come out,
like me.
Yeah, think that he's this like right wing, like zealot, but he's not. He's literally in the middle. Like there are things that he's conservative on, there's things that he's Republican about, there's things he's Democrat about, and there's things that he's far left about.
Yeah.
And you know, but he just states his mind, and then instead of being, well, I take that back, he has like, so what happens is, just take COVID for instance, like one of the big things that got him in trouble and people tried to cancel him about was COVID. And so he basically went on, and like where everyone else is just regurgitating stuff that they heard, and they heard somebody at work say, or something about masks or this or that. Like Joe Rogan was having doctors, like he was having the people who studied the disease, studied the virus on the show.
Okay. And
so, you know, so he wasn't just forming his own opinions like most of us do. Like most of us take in all this information and then, you know, they hear something from outlet A, B, C, D, and like we form our own opinion. Well, he was like going to the sources and he was like, well, this guy, I'm going to listen to him. So he has everybody on his show. Like he has astrophysicists on the show. Do you know like that Neil deGrasse guy?
Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Yeah. Like he has him on all the time because he's interested in just stuff that, like he says, that's why he started a podcast. He just wants to talk to people who know lots of stuff about stuff that he doesn't know.
Okay.
And so he's like, I could do a podcast where I have stand-up comedians or MMA fighters just come on every single show because that's what I know. He's like, but that doesn't make me a better person. So he has all sorts of people from different walks of life, different jobs, all that stuff. So that was one of the things with COVID was he's on the show talking with a guy who studied the actual virus and saying, well, Fauci says this is incorrect. And this person, you know, says this about it, and that's incorrect. And the government is telling us this is how we have to combat it, which is incorrect. You know, it would be done better if we do it this way. And that's what got him in trouble. So then people were saying that he was spreading false information when he was like, I'm not.
This guy was contradicting Fauci.
Yeah. And so he's like, I'm not. So his whole thing is he's like, I'm not contradicting any, or I'm not giving anyone false information. I'm having qualified and certified people in their field. Like I'm not just picking some guy from some little college who's trying to make a name for himself. He has people who have, you know, who do it and you know, vetted people.
Okay.
So it's interesting, like listening to him and stuff like that, and listening to his guest. He's just a host, but he has all these like great guests on, and then he's funny because I didn't know Joe Rogan was a stand-up comedian. I thought he was
before the thing where you eat all the weird stuff. What is that show?
Fear Factor. Yeah. So I knew him from Fear Factor.
Did you hear me just rip ass just now? I just farted so loud.
No.
Okay, never mind.
So I knew him from Fear Factor and then the MMA, UFC. I didn't know he was a stand-up comedian.
What did he do in UFC?
He's the he's a commentator guy.
Oh, I didn't know that.
For UFC? Yeah. So he's done that basically since the UFC, I think since Dana White purchased it, he's been the commentator for it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I did not know this either. I've seen really just seen him on Fear Factor, and then it was funny when he was on Chappelle's show. I've kind of seen things about him here or there. I will try it. I'll listen to it. I'm skeptical though, Joe, because I am very left-leaning.
Well, I mean, like I said, there's areas that he's left-leaning. He's uh-huh. I would consider him a normal person. I consider myself normal.
I would not consider
there's certain
you
things I'm conservative on. There's some things that I go more the other way on. I consider him a normal guy. When it comes to what are some things? I know when it comes to gun rights, he's conservative. He's right leaning when it comes to guns and stuff like that.
Which blows my mind because you're farther left on that than I am.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I am.
Yeah, yeah.
And so then, but then there's other things. I think when it comes to, I don't want to say something and then I'm wrong with it, but things pro-choice. I think he's pro-choice. Things like that. So he definitely goes, you can't put him in a box and say he's a conservative podcast host. Not at all. He's drugs and stuff like that. He's really big into on the show. There's this honey that is made in, I want to say Nepal.
Uh-huh.
And it's a hallucinogenic honey.
Okay.
That this insect, it's only found in Nepal, and it has hallucinogenic properties. And so this guy brings it back, and he Joe Rogan right there on the show just takes a big old spoonful of this hallucinogenic honey and does his podcast all tripped out.
All so hyped up on honey.
Yeah. So I don't, that's something that I would think is more left-leaning. Conservatives usually don't go down the drug, the open use, and I don't think any drug should be outlawed or decriminalized all drugs. That's kind of, I think Joe goes that way too. But yeah, check it out. Some of the interesting ones are the ones, like I said, the Neil deGrasse Tyson, whatever.
Uh-huh.
Those are amazing. Those interviews. So he just does all that. He does interviews with scientists, doctors. He does have MMA fighters and stand-up comedians that I think he uses as fillers. He has some interesting people on there. So that's what I've been listening to. What about you? What have you been listening to?
I listen to some podcast too. I listen to Smartless, which is Jason Bateman and Sean Hayes and Will Arnett. They just interview people. It's funny because one person picks a guest and the other two don't know who it is. And they're funny guys, except they make too much fun of Sean Hayes, who is the gay guy.
I don't know who that is.
He's the really high-pitched male guy in Will and Grace.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. The guy who says, just Jack.
Yeah.
That just Jack guy. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. He's a super sweet guy, and they pick on him a lot. Not because he's gay. They just pick on him, and you're like, come on, man. But it's funny. And then I listen to, Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend. I told you to listen to the Kevin Nealon one. It's really, really funny. But I also listened to this podcast called Throughline from NPR. And my favorite one so far is the one they just did. It was like about the Black Panthers, which got me going down a wormhole. And now I'm listening to some book while I'm doing my construction called Black Against Empire. And it's about the foundation of the Black Panthers. Really interesting. Like, it's super interesting. I've always been like, kind of like, oh, that's kind of scary. But hearing about it as a historical event, it's interesting just how much. I don't think the Black Panthers was such like a good thing, but it was necessary. I think that like the formation of the Black Panthers kind of pushed, like, it, there had to be like this outlying, like, oh my gosh, for Lyndon Johnson, like, if we don't start passing this civil rights legislation, if we don't start listening to Martin Luther King, these guys are the answer. So it's cool listening to, because it's just like, it's very extreme, but not as extreme as I thought. Like, I just thought it was like super militant, like kill whitey black people. And they're just like, hey, we just want cops to stop killing us. So it's pretty interesting. I really enjoy it. And I've been watching the new season of The Office, which came out on Amazon Prime. Totally different. Like, I can't figure out
the
where
new Pam, season.
Yeah, I can't figure out where Pam is, and Jim is like shooting people a lot. And then he's like, it's really different than the old Office. But like,
I don't
Jim,
have a clue what you're talking about.
I think
about.
He's a spy in it, and he like, I don't know. This season, he's like trying to get like a. They're trying to stop the Russians from planting a dirty bomb. Nothing like the old Office, but it's pretty cool.
I'm completely lost. I don't have a clue what you're talking about. It sounds like you're talking about like 24.
I've been watching Jack Ryan.
Oh, yeah. That's got, what's Jim's name?
John Krasinski.
Yeah. See, that's both of them, Pam and Jim, are screwed. Like, they can never play anything else.
I can't look at him and be like,
I tried. I couldn't.
It's so good, though.
His nose, I'm just like, he's not an action star. Like, he's Jim. Done.
Okay. But in Jack Ryan, he's like a doctor of economics, you know, that was in the Marines. He just is like a very smart guy, pretty nerdy, and then he keeps getting in these situations where he has to shoot a lot.
Yeah, I keep wanting him to look at the camera and like raise an eyebrow.
Just like shake his head.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I watched like the first two episodes. I'm like, I'm going to give it a chance. And I watched like the first one. I'm like, all right, you know, okay. And then I start watching the second one, and I'm like, I can't do this. I can't do it.
Oh, I love it. I loved the first one. Second season was good, but this new season's really good. The only problem is I started watching it with Kara, so I have to wait till she's with me to watch it, which is like once a week instead of just binging it.
Now, one of the things that Heidi and I watch is I got her... we go back and we watch MASH. So I've got her like hooked back on MASH. So we've been watching a lot of that lately on Hulu. And then the other thing I got Heidi hooked on is I got her hooked on like true crime stuff.
Uh-huh.
And she was getting into the true crime right around the time of all that crap in South Carolina, like Alex Murdaugh. And those murders where the county prosecutor like killed his wife and son, and he's on trial for it right now, like on court TV. It's going. So
it's going now.
Yeah, it's like the trial just started. But I got Heidi hooked on it, and there's a podcast. The podcast has like 84 episodes, and basically, like what happened is like the lady that does the podcast. she just goes. If those of you that are hearing me talk about it know what case I'm talking about, what you're reading, like in the news, like what he's on trial for right now, which is the murder of his wife and his one son, that just like scratches the surface. The podcast goes into like how his family, they've been the county prosecutors for like five counties in South Carolina for over 100 years. Like his great grandfather was the they call them solicitors. So like in Michigan, we have like a county prosecutor. In South Carolina, they have a solicitor, and then that solicitor would be like the prosecutor for not just one, but like up to five counties.
Okay.
And this guy's great grandfather was the solicitor. His great grandfather, his grandfather, his father, and now him. And it's almost like the Ozarks. If it's like that Jason Bateman show, Ozark.
Yeah.
Like, because they run the county as far as legal system and who gets charged and who doesn't, they're like tied into like drug trafficking, allegedly. They're tied into drug trafficking. They're allegedly. There was like a gay kid in town that was having like a little tryst with one of his sons. That guy was found dead.
Jeez.
Yeah. The one son that he killed was drunk driving a boat and ended up killing a girl. And so that's his son, Paul. So he ends up blowing Paul's head off with a shotgun.
His son?
His own son, and then shooting his wife four times with like some high powered rifle.
Is this fiction?
No, isn't that crazy?
Holy crap. Truth
is stranger than fiction. And so HBO has a show that they just came out with, and they release episodes. I think they release like an episode a month. I don't think it's an episode a week, but it's called The Low Country.
Okay.
And it's all about this.
Oh,
Lord. Come on, Grim. Come on in.
Come on in, Grim.
Come on, Grimmy. Yeah, so, like, I've been watching that. So Heidi and I have just been crushing anything that deals with, like, the Murdaughs and that murder and that whole thing. Those have been good shows. And,
that's
like, I
crazy,
think I told
bro.
You last time, Chernobyl.
I'm hooked on that.
You know, that's been a big thing. But I haven't been reading. Like, I haven't been reading any comic books. I haven't been reading any books. Nothing's like jumped out and said like, "Oh, I want to read that."
I feel like my grammar skills and my what do you call it here?
Nuts.
My nuts. My vocabulary.
Yeah.
That's a word, right?
Yeah.
I feel like it suffers when I don't actually read. I've just been listening to stuff on, you know, like books on tape.
Yeah.
Is what we call it here at the house. Audible. And it suffers. Yeah.
There was... One sec. I got to yell at my dog. Go lay down.
One sec. Go lay down.
Go lay down in your bed. Hey, go lay in your bed. You're not going to sit here and growl. Go lay in your bed.
Go growl at Joe.
He's just staring at me growling. Go lay in your bed. So then he comes closer and rubs his head on my leg.
That's nice.
What was I going to say? Another thing watching, Chernobyl. I went into way too much on that last one. You know what movie I saw that's like a really good movie?
What's that?
Where the Crawdads Sing?
Oh, yeah.
Have you heard of that?
I have.
It's like a book, and then they made it into a movie, and it's pretty good.
Is it?
You and Carol would probably enjoy it. It's like a good, it's not like for kids, like it's not that it's not for kids, but your kids probably just wouldn't be into it.
Yeah.
But definitely like a date movie. It's pretty good.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll try it.
Are you excited about the new Ant-Man?
Super excited.
What's that called? Quantumania?
Quantumania. The ad where it just kicks in. Like, this is my thing on Marvel movies and Star Wars. I'll just watch the first, like, when they put out the first trailer.
The teaser?
Yeah, I'll do the teaser, but then the actual one, and then I just shut it off because I don't want it anymore. I already know I'm going to see it. I just want to get a little bit hype.
Yeah.
So I stop watching them. And that one, it's got like the Elton John, it's like, you know, like it's like they remastered it for the ad, the Goodbye Yellow Brick Road. Is that what's the name of that song?
I don't know.
Holy crap. Do you know what I'm talking about? The trailer,
nope.
Though?
No, I don't watch them.
Dude, I teared up.
If I know that I'm going to see a movie, I do not watch the trailer.
If this song is not featured in the movie, I'm going to be disappointed because it's just like, it's like they remastered this Elton John song for the trailer. Because then I wanted to listen to it after watching it with Lyndon. I was like, hey, let's listen to that song again. And I was like, this is not it. Sounds very lo-fi. It's just like, oh man, it seriously looks so good. I'm so excited. I feel like all the other Marvel movies after Endgame have just been like kind of filler. Like nothing. It's like bringing in a new character.
Yeah.
Or like even the TV shows, like you're just like, why are they doing this? And I've been surprised.
Like, you know, She-Hulk was trash.
I kind of agree with you.
She-Hulk was trash. Moon Knight was cool.
Yeah, I was surprised by Moon Knight. Really cool. Loki, super cool. WandaVision, good. Falcon and Winter Soldier, good. Hawkeye, I didn't dig at all.
See, I didn't like Falcon and Winter Soldier. I liked Hawkeye more than that.
Uh-huh.
Miss Marvel, I felt like it was like a Nickelodeon show. Like, I felt like it was too, like, for kids.
I fell asleep. I kept falling asleep. It's like Lyndon's favorite superhero. I got her into comics through Miss Marvel and, like, Moon Girl and Devil Dinosaur.
Uh-huh.
But she's like, yeah, they can make a show. And so I was watching with her, and I kept dozing off. Not excited.
Yeah.
But, like, this is, like, the first thing that is, like, it has meaning. Loki. So Loki totally surprised me. I was just like, they should not do this. But like how much it added to the MCU.
The thing that I didn't like about Loki, and it's funny, my kids and I were talking about this the other night. Give me one second.
Hey, one second.
Hey, Mia.
Mia, the dog is in here.
Because I'm podcasting, and she texts me, and I can't reply.
The dog's in here humping my leg.
Just make sure that she's okay. If not, we'll get it.
That's serious.
Bueno.
All right. Yes, you just heard that. My daughter was texting me while we're on the Skype, and I'm seeing it pop up. But if I answer it, then the Skype will quit. But we were talking about this the other day as far as... what were we just saying?
Loki? We're talking about Loki.
Yes. So my kids and I were talking about it the other day. The one scene that breaks my heart in Loki is where they open the desk drawer and there's just all the Infinity Stones.
Yeah.
And it's just they're made to just be like they're not a big deal. Like in this universe, it was
you just were like, what the fuck, man? Or were you like, heartbroken by the movie making or heartbroken by the concept?
I was heartbroken by the concept that because Loki is where we're kind of introduced into this multiverse. It broke my heart that it's like, okay, in the universe that we watched all of the Marvel movies, the Infinity Stones were the end-all, be-all. We watched 20 movies. We watched Black Widow die for these things.
Tony Stark
die for these things. And they're nothing. You know, so 6 months or 5 months after Endgame, we watch Loki. And the Infinity Stones, and there's multiple, are just sitting in a drawer.
Yeah.
And there's like three of every color. Like they just had tons of them. Like, and it was like, Oh, no, in this multiverse, in this universe, they were a big deal, but not in any other one.
Or they were, and these guys just had to, like, confiscate them. How many millions of universes, you know, like, did it create? And, like, oh, dude.
And so the way that I took it, it was like, you know how you'll see like in the movie, like a Christmas Story, where the teacher will take somebody's like shattered teeth and then throw them in the drawer and it just has all the other junk pranks. Yes. That's what it was. Like they open the drawer to throw something of no value in it. And then there's just all these infinity stones.
Think about Loki, that like it changed him as a person, you know, like that whole, his whole thing of just like seeking himself and just being mischievous. And he saw that and he was just like undone at that moment. Like, oh my gosh, I cannot defeat this. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a good show, but that bummed me out when the Infinity Stones were just made to like not be anything.
Yeah. But like, dude, Kang the Conqueror, man, it's like it just opens up so much. I'm so excited. I feel like it's going to be like I feel like Marvel after Endgame was like they could have just been okay, hey, we just made the best thing ever. Like we made a movie with like an 18 part movie or whatever, 17.
Yeah.
Like, and just like dropped the mic so hard with Endgame. Like there were so many places where it could have just sucked and it did not.
Yeah.
It was so good. It's my favorite movie. I'm embarrassed to say it, but like, it is my favorite movie. It is.
It's mine too. Yeah.
It's like all the things I wanted as a boy and then taken by other, you know, other people that have grown up with that like me, and they just made the best thing of it. It could have failed so hard in so many places and it's so good.
Yeah.
But I think Marvel is just like, I'm pretty sure like years before that, they're like, okay, what are we doing next?
I know.
And they're there.
But that's what bothers me is with the first ones, it's the main characters that we got to know, like Iron Man, Captain America, you know, all the main ones were there and we got to know them over 2 decades of these movies coming out. And that whole story played out and it was amazing, and I'm going to use the word beautiful, and it was like just this, just like you said, just this awesome gift that was given to us that we had to pay for. But now what I don't like is like now I think, where does it go? Because everyone's getting older.
You know where it's going. They've already told us they're doing the Secret Wars.
I know, but other than like what's his name? Spider-Man kid. Tom Holland.
Uh-huh.
Like Tony Stark's done. He's out, right?
Is he?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is he?
Yeah, he is.
Joe?
Yeah. And then, and like...
Is he?
Like Captain America, he's out.
Is he?
Because you got Falcon, who's now the...
This is the thing, dude.
So, unless I'm absolutely blown away, but I think... I'm bummed that it's like Black Widow is gone, like all these different things. So if it's going to be all these like new characters, like I will be livid. I will be livid if with the Secret Wars, we have to, there's going to be like She-Hulk.
Yeah.
If like She-Hulk is in like the new movies and stuff like that.
Instead of the real Hulk.
Yeah. And now mind you, that is the one thing that bummed me out with Endgame. I hate Smart Hulk. I like Chaos, Hulk Smash.
Yeah.
Nobody can contain him.
This is where our paths divert.
I hate Smart Hulk. I hate him.
I hate the Hulk.
Oh, like I just love think him.
The Hulk is
character.
Just like it's just brute and dumb, and like when they make the Hulk interesting is when he's smart.
But then he's not the Hulk, he's just something else.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting then. And it's not just like, what's going to happen? Like, it's just
But here's what I don't like. Kind of like with what you were just saying. When they take the Hulk and they do this, then he becomes something. If they took Superman and took everything away from him and made him something different, he's not Superman anymore. Like, it wouldn't be Superman. So, like, what I don't like is if they wanted a character who's this, like, Beast. So, Beast is this kind of Hulk, very smart, very articulate person.
Yeah.
They had that character. It's Beast. Like, don't change the Hulk. You know, if Wolverine had wings and was filthy rich, he'd be Archangel. But he's not.
Yeah.
He's okay. Wolverine.
I don't disagree with you, but like, I just think the Hulk as a protagonist, if he is unable to, like, if he's unable to choose like his things for the better good, he's not a protagonist. He is the antagonist. He's the enemy in the Hulk. He is like,
right. But I think that's like what was Bruce fun Banner was they had the to kind of work with that.
Well, and I get that. Like, Bruce is like the protagonist and the Hulk is the antagonist. Like, the Hulk destroys his life. But then it's like that lasts for like two episodes or two shows. And then you're just like, this is boring. That's how I feel about the Hulk.
Yeah. See, I don't like, I enjoy it. I enjoy the fight between Banner and the Hulk. And then I enjoy watching, like, okay, they have to control him. You know, like herding cattle. Like, they have to figure out how they can use the Hulk, because at any moment he could switch and almost, you know, like ruin your plans, hurt you, everything like that. So I liked that whole through the first, you know, few Avengers movies and stuff where they had to get him to a certain place and they had to, you know, deal with him with like kid gloves until Banner came back. And then when Banner came back, they could talk, they could do all that stuff. That's where you got the smart guy. That's where he could use his brain. That's where he was trying to figure out, you know, all the stuff. And then all of a sudden chaos comes back. I love the Hulk. He's always been my favorite character. Like, growing up, I just absolutely loved him.
This is where we our paths split, Joe.
Yeah,
I never liked that Hulk. The only Hulk I like is Smart Hulk, and I get it. Like, they had to have that in the movies because they have Smart Hulk in the comics. Like, he goes back and forth, right?
No, he doesn't. He doesn't go back and forth.
I mean like, there's a part in the comics where he becomes smarter. He's able to control it.
Yeah, he's able to control it, but I feel like that only went for a run for a while and then ended. And then kind of like in the multiverse, you could buy the comics that had, you know, Smart Hulk. But wasn't Smart Hulk, didn't they call him like Mr. Grundy? Or no, that's a Superman character. They called him Mr. Something. And he was like gray. And then there's like Red Hulk. There's like Red Hulk, Gray Hulk, and then Green Hulk.
And Pink Hulk.
And then Gray Hulk is like the smart one. Yeah, so I was just, I don't know. But I hope this new, I mean, I'm in for it. I mean, I'll buckle up and I'll pay for my tickets. Like, I'm going to see him because I think Marvel makes good movies. But it's just, I don't have like a starting point because I feel like all the great characters have been gone through and are done. Like, I feel like. I feel like I've, you know, heard the interviews and like read the whatever where the contracts are, you know, over and like they're done. They're not doing it anymore.
I think that is a purposeful bait from the Walter Disney Corporation, where they're just like, okay, Robert Downey Jr.'s gone, Chris Evans is gone, Jeremy Renner's done. They're just hanging that out there. So you're like, oh man, Secret Wars. I am betting that it's all going to come together.
And I hope Secret Wars was better because I think that's the other thing is like they ruined Civil War. No, I think
they'll be back. Yeah. But I mean, like, if you think of like what is the pinnacle of the storytelling of Marvel to me that I know of is Secret War. Secret Wars. I didn't read the second one, just the first one.
Yeah.
But like, to me, I was just like, dude, this is the thing. Like, all the comic book characters came together, they fought each other. It was this war.
Well, yeah, same thing with Civil War. And that I wish they would have just called it like it. Yeah, I wish they would have called it like Captain America, you know, 3 or whatever
they
it was.
Should have called it Avengers 3, which is what it was.
Yeah.
It had very little to do with Captain America.
The fact that they used Civil War, and because they used that title and tried to go off of that plot line, it ruined it, which means they can't do it in the future. Because that whole run of Civil War that just tied all the comics together, all the Marvel characters had to choose a side.
Ruined it, because Captain America 2, The Winter Soldier, is one of the best superhero movies ever. And had they given Captain America a third movie instead of that thing, which was Avengers 3, I can't imagine.
Like, yeah.
They really did not do enough with Captain America.
Yeah.
Says the guy who has a Captain America tattoo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you guys, we're going to bring this to an end. This is the paid portion, the freebie portion. Ladies and gents, for $5, you can join us on Patreon and get more. We're going to be talking next about Red Hot Chili Peppers, about food. But more importantly, we're going to be talking about I got some stuff about Jewish history that I want to ask you. And also I want to ask about this.
I am an expert on this. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, yeah. And I want to run some stuff by you. So you guys, for $5 a month, you can get, up to 4 more hours of us every month. So you can get 8 hours of us, the 4 freebies a month.
4 hours.
Yeah.
Sometimes less.
Yeah. But if we try to cut something out, we try and cut out the freebie so we can get the Patreons, you know, their money's worth. So anyway, you guys, check it out. That's that. You can reach us at the Pickle and Boot Shop Instagram. You can message me. You guys are always messaging. Or Diabolical Discussion page to talk about the latest episodes, to get a hold of me. It seems like everybody's figured out that if they tag me in a comment, that I will reply. So I do check those things all the time. I do try and reply as much as I can. So I think that's that. Talk to you later. Bye.
Piece of ham. Did I do that right?
Yeah. Yeah, you did.
Okay.